Revelation 3:20. Listen, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them, and they will eat with me. Raida, kausa tu ena matini katumba, katukituki, kebakasa rongoda nandomongo en dona tamata, kandolava na katumba, au na dhuruwa, kanavaka vitalanga vatike yao kokoa. Sa vakambula, veiki nda vakitiko veiki umni na vakarongo mai, ena yadhi ningoni turango chisu. Yadha nimbula, yadha nganga, yadha simbera vakandoni veisau. Na yadha ngo kwa suli tiku na dhengi nimbula, menda ruyandra mai na matakango. Visureti tiku eni ena prokoramu vakotokai, I am not ashamed of the gospel. We also take this time to invite you to tune in now to our program, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for healing, breakthrough, and deliverance from your sickness and burdens of life.
Sabang bulag pagkain na tigo weekend na turangan na marama dorbo ng mga lao. Ena bonwalibungo kalandi, ena matento New Zealandi. Sa netin ka ba? Sabang akin nandu ilang may kina nandu bonwalo manubiti. Kena sa may pagkituwituwa na bonwalibungo New Zealandi. Lago may pagkabuli, lago may pagkadaka, lago may pangito, lago may pangande. Sa kena sa may leon bonwotunday tu, ena bonwabinango. Ausator tigo na ngono binango, mo weekend na pagkituwani. Na yada talay, na yada nimbula. Na yada Jesus Kristo na nandu turanga, ena siyong binangani kuwa. Vingarabitiko weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship ena matakani singa nindai kena ibagarawa na Planet FM ono na kaloka na ibagarawai e programu binagatiko weekend seikuwa ausasingan manduataka na itukutu binaka I am not the same of the gospel kia pagandiyo na pagatataro ni oti na pagaitabi nga ingiri-ngiri nga mai vital talaga si lemeki lolaka 212-984-820 hauna kaitale 212-984-820 Kani marau mi kitu bingarabi. Weekenda, ena mataka nisika nindai. Done bunau, e waka rauta kitu mai weekenda, ena kiria sten, e suwa. Me rauti kenda waka binaka, ena mataka nisika nindai. Turanga kene marama, dorobo kene wane lewa. Na iwali nilanga iburuburu ngo, seikwaya, na bose nikalu. Ngole ngaki na bose nikalu. Endina na bose nikalu. Ena lasu na tamata kede nga, endina nga na bose nikalu. Ka weekenda na baltambu, sela ni tamata mendo bose lasu. Siluwi ni tamata, mendo wisau. Nanonanuma. Sake mbali turanga kini marama. Ena blessed kiki kenda na bose nikalu. Ena mataka ni singa nindai. Ena raki nimbula ni tabutu. Ni tao na lubu iwale na pagaloloma. Nambili raki nambedi. Nambula ni lenga kia nambula ni rabunabua. Sa rauti kenda rubina nga na bose nikalu. Ena mataka ni singa nindai. Ni wiki kota ena siara kikono. Ni wiki kota ena siara kikono. Ni wiki kota ena siara kikono.
Mai, baga bina bina katakan kalu. Baga bina bina katakan kuaya. Hallelujah. Shukur. Baga total, baga total. Kene ocho ochi. Give a mighty hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. You can take your seat and make sure that you bless someone with a handshake and also with a smile. So wonderful to be here again this afternoon. And especially with kind of weather, it's a weather that we just come and serve God. Hallelujah. And sometimes God tests us in every kind of weather. Sometimes God will test us in every situation that we face. Because he just wants you to trust in him. Imagine he tests Noah to believe him. He tests Abram to leave everything, his people, his nation, and his father's house. He tests Moses, he was living in the palace, to go down to Midian, to the foreign land. Hallelujah. So many times God will change the situation and the weather just to test you whether you continue to rely in him. Praise the Lord. Don't ever say that the things that you face are coincident or accident or incident.
Hallelujah.
If he is a creator of everything, he will change everything to test you. Hallelujah. Sometimes the weather pattern, sometimes sunshine, sometimes no money, sometimes you feel sick, sometimes you just feel lazy. Those are times that God will test you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And if you are looking for blessings, that's where you will get your blessing. Not being a member of the church. It's when you withstand the trials and temptations that are coming. Hallelujah. We are not blessed because we are gaselebu. We are not blessed because just the position in the church. We are blessed because of the things that we do regardless. Praise the Lord. So nobody can give excuse. Everyone sitting here, we have a talent. I share this in Namukelau this morning. Everybody that you are sitting here, everybody that you're watching on Facebook, everybody that you are watching on television, whether you go to church or not, whether you want to believe in God or not, before you were placed in your mother's womb, God gave you a DNA to live through this life. You have the authority. You have the power. You have the mentality to go through this life. Nobody will have any excuse. Praise the Lord. You can do something in the church of God. Because the church of God, according to Jesus, and according to Paul and Silas, and according to Peter and John, it is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So you can't serve God up there, and you deny the church and his people down here. Praise the Lord. When you look after his church, you are looking after him. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you are committed to your company, you are committed to your work, you are committed to the government. Remember, you must also committed to God who gives you the breath of life. None of those organizations, none of any person that have a breath in his nostril can give you any other day or second or hour for you to live long. If you are committed in your work, you must commit it to God. I will continue from last week. Last week I was talking about the name above every name. Name above every name. Name above every name. Name that is above every name. You have your name. You have your father's name. You have your son's name. You have your grandfather's name. You have your tokotoka's name. You have your tikina's name. You have your village name. You have your district name. You have your nation's name. All those names are below. There is one name that is above every name. Hallelujah. And that's why we must be serious when we serve God. Remember, when you say Jesus, every demons around you, they bow down. Spirit of anger. Spirit of unforgiveness, spirit of bitterness, spirit of adultery, spirit of laziness, any kind of spirit. When you say the name Jesus, 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 hallelujah. We are sharing here this this from a different angle, not the one that I was teaching last week. Last week I was teaching on authority and power that I'll continue today. In the Eastern, the combined Eastern at Syria Park today, I was talking about He is God, He is the Lord, He is the King, He is the Master, and He is your friend. That name, that's from one angle. Why this name is above every name? He is God, He is the Lord, He is the King, He is the Master, He is your friend. Hallelujah. Even though He's God, He's your friend. Even though He's a King, He's your friend. Even though He's a Master, He's your friend. Even though He's a Lord, the Turanga, He is your friend. That's why this name is above every name.
Hallelujah.
He is your God and yet He is your friend. When all your friends turn their back, this friend will never leave you nor forsake you. Your relatives can leave you. Your father and your mother can leave you. But this God will stay close to you. He will be close to you than the clothes that you wear. Oh, hallelujah. Say with me, the name above every name. And last week I was talking about the authority. Say with me, authority. So why this name is above every name? He has the authority. You remember the text last week, Isaiah chapter 9. You remember that? Chapter 9, verse 6. We'll ask the Bible reader to read to us that 800 years before he was born, the name, five name, was already given. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Before the name was given, he was given the authority. Let us hear what the Bible says. Hallelujah. My talk is living.
Nisa suduma yenduna ngone menonda. Sa sulme vikenda yenduna ngone tangani.
Rongada, my.
Nisa suduma yenduna ngone menonda. Sa sulme vikenda yenduna ngone tangani. And I've got tauki vikwana lewa.
Rather, eh?
And I've got tauki neva.
There is a baby that will be born, and there will be a son given. The same baby will be a son and will be given. Not only born, it
will
be given. And the Bible says, every government will be upon his shoulder. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why this name has the authority. Remember when he was conversing with Pilate? Pilate said to Jesus, if you want me, I can release you and I crucify you. Jesus said, you got no authority unless given from above. I don't care whether Caesar placed you here. I don't care whether you come from Rome. I don't care whether you are Pontius Pilate. But what I know, no authority in you to crucify me unless given from above. Praise the Lord. That's why this name is above every name. He has the authority. He has the authority. He has the authority. He has the authority. When we pray for people, we use this name. I remember when Taltalaga Semori, he applied 5 times to the U.S. embassy. Rejected 5 times. How many times? How many times? And rejected how many times? 5 times. So he came and he said, I will try. Same sponsor, same reason to go and visit his mother. Hallelujah. So we just stood in our living room and we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for the approval of this visa. I pray over the computer. I pray over the office. I pray over the officer, the one that reads and the one that approve. I bind every spirit that always be a barrier to the approval of this visa. Five times before, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit in that room. Authority. I don't have the authority. The name has the authority. He submit. We went to Tabakumbu. There was an evangelism in Tabakumbu. The next day, the wife, she was working with BSP, call that they call already call her to pick up the visa, the passport with a 10 years multiple. Five times rejected and given 10 years multiple. Praise the Lord. Why? Because you have the authority. Oh man, church, you must know the name that you worship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Naya danga sata letu naya da undoka doka tabu nimbu lako chisu. Que te sinise rewaletiko. Ertu serna yeoji, ertu serna na all nation, ertu serna lotu wesele, enta seretiko, endu angana, enta seretakatiko. Etuna non dando indui, minji, endu na kanta tutu batakina na yadango.
We have all our differences, but there is one common denominator, it's the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We can talk about how we worship. We can talk about how we dress. Excuse me, we have one thing common. That church, that church, that church, that church, that church. We have one thing in common, and the very important thing of all. This is the one that is sitting at the right hand side of God. This is the one that healed the sick. This is the one that approves our coming there. And his name is Jesus. Slap your neighbor, tell your neighbor, don't hate any church. Don't speak against any church. Don't receive negative reports on any church. Mind your own business on your church.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says 800 years before he was born, the angel came and speak to the prophet Isaiah. This is the child that will be born. This is the son that will be given. All the government will be upon his shoulder. Government in the government. The government in the Vanua. The government in any company. The government in the family. The government in the church. All those in authority are approved by God. He's not talking about the chief. They are from God. He's talking about the authority. There's two different things there. One is the authority. One is the chief.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I've understand the number one. Tell your neighbor, I understand the number one. Tell the other neighbor, I understand the number one. Hallelujah. Okay, number two. He's not only have the authority, he has the power. Hallelujah. Do you know that the name of Jesus has power? You can have the authority and maybe you don't have the power. I was sharing something last week. Those in uniform, that's the authority.
Until
talaga si CJ was here. Remember? You remember? And I asked talaga si CJ, if you have the civilian clothes and stand on the road and tell the cars to stop. I said, no, no cars will stop. And I told Astaltalangase, if you wear your uniform and you stand on the road and you lift your hand. Because when he lifts up his hand, every car will stop. So the uniform is the authority. Now, the power is the one that carries out the authority if we misuse the authority. When you have the word, you have the authority. But when you have the Holy Spirit, you have the power. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, do you have one or do you have both? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Example. The Bible says, go and wait in Jerusalem. 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 When the Holy Spirit comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, then you shall receive power. When Jesus and John and the disciple were walking with Jesus, they cannot heal anybody. You remember the father and the young man, the son, that they came? Remember, he normally suffered from fits. Hallelujah. And while suffering from fits, and the evil spirit will attack again. So this couple, the father and son, they brought the sick man or this young boy to the disciple. They said, this boy has been suffering from fits and also demonic attack. Please, Reverend John, please, Bishop Nathaniel, can you deliver my son? So Jesus was praying. They pray and they pray and they pray, nothing happens. They have the authority. They don't have the power. Then Jesus come and this man complain. Jesus, how come your disciple cannot cast out demons from my son? Look at my son. Jesus turned around and said, evil spirit, get out. No prayer. Come on. When the evil spirit left, this young man looked like he was dead. Hallelujah. When people look, hey, he's dead. Looks like he's dead. He's dead. Then suddenly he stood up. When he stood up, all the demons and the sickness departed. He came to what happened? What happened? What happened? We've been praying, and casting demons, and nothing happens. What happened? Jesus said, this kind. This kind. What is this kind? Demon. Spirit. Jesus said, this kind, you cast them out by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When you are told to go to the wailing sea wall so that we can increase our power to be mighty men and women of prayer.
So you're not a, a child in a church. You are required to rise up to another level. Some of us, we have been in the church for 5 years. Some of us, we are in the church for 10 years. We still can cast out demons. We still can heal the sick with our hands. Brother, Mark chapter 16, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, these are the sign of the people that they believe in my name. Jesus is speaking. Jesus is talking. These are the signs for of the people that believe in me. So if you believe in Jesus, this is something that shall happen in your life. Hallelujah. It should happen to you. When you believe in Jesus, it's not for the talatala, it's not for the pastor. For those that believe in Jesus. May talaga sila beni. Kena baga biti. Lima na. Marika tiniga ono. Natikina tiniga lima. Kena tiniga ono. Marika tiniga ono.
Asa kai veira. Doloka ni kipuro muro to doko.
Rangada.
Kapuno tanga ni tukutuku ke veira tamata ke denga.
Rangada.
O kwa sabo kambauta. Kasa pepto istaki enambula.
Rangada.
Ia ena dunduringa koko esa senga ni bakambota. Ia na bakatakila kilongo.
Rangada. Na ibakatakila kila ongo. Rangada.
Ernada kabo koira sa bakambota.
Koira bakambota. Sinura taltala. Sinura biliutaki. Koira bakambota chisu. Mai talangase.
Erna bakasema tani na tevoro.
Bakasema tani na tevoro. Santuna tawa. Santuna tevoro bakasema. Have you ever casting out demons? If you haven't cast out demons and you are struggling, that means you haven't believed in Jesus. You can come to church, you can sing, you can item. You as a person, when you believe in Jesus, Jesus cannot lie. He's not a man that he can lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Hallelujah. So I want to challenge you today. No. We are the church of the now. We must live according to the Bible. We must walk according to the word. We must have the word of the day and the message of the now.
Are
you with me? Okay, I'll explain that. If you face with a snake and attack you a lion, it will not harm you. Pick up snake, that means you control the
snake.
If you come to a village and they put one round cow in your food, if I eat the food,
sarongo ti weekend na mosa ni kalo na matagan ni siya ni kuwa, sangay pa kato weekend na nondeng dingi dingi, kaya weekend na bolatambo ko sarongo na nungo mosa, kada kapo kinendo na ka sa tamatawuko, sa tutubat kinendo sa taranon na bale, enandal ni bato, ikaw pa kinendo sarongo na nungo mosa, kasi nida kapo kinendo na ka sa tamatalilia, sa tutubat kinendo na tamat sa taranon na bale, enandal ni nuku. Nina tauna uda, doko nandumbui, na liwa na dangi, na tambaka na bale kwa ya, ya, enambale, sakale u na nambale. Sabi mbuli eni bikenda turangeni marama dorbo kinu wanilewa. Ena munu olimu kwa New Zealandi, na mwoso nikalu wende sarangwatha. Na numutiku nga, tubo karautu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship, na bingarabi nonda mbula, ena singa binaganikuwa. Nga ingiri ngiri nga eni, ena namba sa tuku niwati tuku waridake, ena mataka ni singa nindai. Wakalunga teki kenda na turanga, ena singa binaganikuwa. Ameni.
We take this time to thank you for tuning into I'm Not Ashamed of the Gospel program. Join us at the same time next week to be empowered and filled with the anointing of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed week.